Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the Blue Coal Minstrels.
Just hear that sly trombone. Just hear that sly trombone.
Oh, honey, don't you know? That is the minstrel show with songs and jokes and jingle and tambourine.
Just hear that sly trombone. Just hear that sly trombone.
Get that nickel, get that dime, and we'll surely have a time at the minstrel's
with that sly trombone.
Gentlemen, be seated. Blue coal, trademarked as Sterling is on silver, is not simply ordinary coal colored blue. To begin with, blue coal is mined in the richest northern Pennsylvania anthracite fields. Then blue coal is actually inspected by keen eyes and skilled hands. Then it is washed and rewashed by millions of gallons of rushing water to remove all slate, stone, dust, and other wasteful impurities. Finally, every ton must pass the exacting tests of expert inspectors. So in the end, we know there is no better coal than blue coal. We are frankly proud of blue coal, proud of its unmistakable blue. Its color is our guarantee and your guide and safeguard. And now we take pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, in introducing our end men, Tambo and Bones.
There he is, yes, sir.
Bones, what's the string tied around your finger for?
That's no string. That's my wife's dress. I'm taking it to the cleaners.
Bones, I want you to stop kidding your wife. Remember, she's still my sister.
How well I know it.
And when you came over to this country, didn't I get you in right?
Yes, for 5 years.
Uh-oh.
And last night, when I lost my diamond pin, who stood by me? You did.
Well, didn't I stop that man from cutting you with that razor?
Yes, and why did you stop him? I had on your overcoat.
Well, let's not argue. Here. Here's a picture of my new car.
What is it, a tintype? I suppose Santa Claus gave it to you.
Yes, he did. Don't you believe in Santa Claus?
No, but tell me, is there a boogeyman?
Blue Coal Mammy now sings Moan You Mourners.
For you all, better get your soul washed white, better see the light. Amen. Fiery furnace down below, if you ain't right, down you'll go to a region of hot brimstone. Let you start right in to moan. You better get down on your knees.
Uh-huh.
And let the good Lord hear your plea.
Yes, sister.
Cause if you want to rest at ease, moan, you moaners. Just bend your head way down and pray to have that devil chased away. Come, let your soul be saved today. Moan, you moaners.
Hallelujah, sister.
Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb. Let your voices rise. Hear me talking to you, ain't no time to sham. If you want to get to paradise, you must repent without a doubt.
I done done it.
And let the good Lord hear you shout.
Yeah, sister.
Religion turn you inside out. Moan, you moaners. Singing hallelujah, blood of the Lamb. Let your voices rise. Yeah, me talking to you. Ain't no time to sham. If you want to get to paradise, you must repent without a doubt.
I done done it.
And let that good Lord hear you shout.
Hallelujah.
Religion turn you inside out. Come on and moan, you moaners.
Yeah, wasn't that good, huh?
Mr. Tambo, I've got a riddle for you.
Is that so?
What is the difference between a mule and a lemon?
The difference between a mule and a lemon? I don't know.
Well, you'd be a fine man to send for a lemon.
Is that so? Well, what is the difference between a mule and a lemon?
Why, my lord, man, I don't know.
I'd like to send you for a mule.
Mr. Larry Briers and his Blue Coal Orchestra, playing If You Can't Sing, Whistle.
When you said to Mr. Alden you'd like to send him for a mule, you know you wouldn't have to go far.
Do you mean to say I'm a mule?
No, sir. I got too much respect.
Thank you.
For the mule.
Gentlemen, gentlemen.
Mind your own business.
This is our argument.
This lack of respect.
Yeah, I've got enough respect. I'm chuck full of it. But you see that boy Bones? He ain't got no sense. Just to show you, what do you think he did the other day?
Well, what did he do?
He stood in front of a fruit stand and saw a basket full of coconuts. And he turned around to me and said, "Look here, did you ever in your life see potatoes with whiskers on before?"
Mr. Fred Vattell, our own Blue Coal tenor, singing Marching Home to You.
Isn't everyone a soldier of fortune? Marching east, marching west. I have never had my share of good fortune, and I've learned home is best. Sweetheart, it was wrong of me to roam. Happiness, where did it get me? Where did it get me? Roaming here and there, wandering everywhere, what did it get me? Regret and sorrow. Step by step, mile by mile, with my troubles I'm through. Home to you. step by step. Mile by mile, I'm footsore, weary and blue, counting the milestones. I'm marching home to you. Marching, marching, mile after mile, town after town, villages, hamlets. Will my dreams ever come true? Still, I'm marching home to you. I'm tired of striving for success, seeking happiness after all. Where did it get me? Where did it get me? Nowhere. Roaming here and there like a gypsy, wandering everywhere. What did it get me? Disappointment and sorrow. Boots, boots, boots. Tramp, tramp, tramp. Till my shoes are worn through. Gangway, I'm marching home.
Sure did do something there. Mr. Alden, did you hear what happened to Ted Seeley's boy?
Why, no, Tambo. Tell me about it.
He was in swimming with a lot of other kids when along came an old maid and said, look here, isn't it against the law to go in swimming without a bathing suit?
And what did he say to that?
He said, sure it is, but my old man's a cop. Come on in.
Our end man, Bones, sings John Queen's big hit of 1900. Just because she made them goo-goo eyes.
A big black man in a minstrel show was sitting on an end. A big black gal in the very first row with a heaps of dough to spend looked up at him with a silly smile. He started in singing his end song, forgot most every line. The manager hurried back and said, you'll have to stand a fine. He lost his job for quite a while, just because she made them goo-goo eyes. Thought he'd won a home and copped a prize. He am the best what is, and I need her in my bill, just because she made them goo-goo eyes. Just because she made them goo-goo eyes. He thought he'd won a home and copped a prize. He am the best what is, and I need her in my bill, just because she made them goo-goo eyes.
Although the price per ton of blue coal is the same as ordinary coal, blue coal actually costs you less. When you shake down your furnace after using ordinary coal, you find many pieces of half-burned coal. But if you use blue coal, there is nothing left but a fine powdery ash. This powdery ash shows that all of the coal has been generating 100% of its heat to warm your home. There is no waste, no furnace residue in the heater when blue coal is used. When you buy blue coal, you're sure of getting the maximum heat for every dollar you spend.
Blue again, it's the coal we know you'll use again. When the summer's gone and the winter's on,